Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Aspen's V Sports here on V's After Dark Radio. It's 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and that means it's time for some sports talk for the next about 59 minutes and some seconds of show. So welcome to the show on V's After Dark Radio. I'm, of course, James Acevedo, along with Ms. V, the Toy Lady, the CEO of V's After Dark Radio and host of It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex, and the Bit of Black Bitch Show. Mr. Cobra Commander will be joining us very shortly. So, Ms. V, are you into his house?
What's up?
What's up, yes. How you been doing?
You like that wide receiver?
That wide receiver? Which one?
The intro.
Yeah, I like that. Who was that? I'm not too familiar
Michael
with that.
Michael Henderson.
Oh.
You never heard the song Wide Receiver?
No, I don't think so. Michael Anderson?
Yeah.
I got to look that up. Who?
Michael Henderson.
Oh, Henderson. I think it's Anderson. Michael Henderson.
Henderson.
I got to look that. I think that was good that you changed it because Salt and Pepper Talk About Sex makes no sense for Aspen's V Sports, even though we do talk a little bit sometimes.
It's it.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, here come Cobra Commander. Here he is in the house. What's up, Cobra?
What's going on, people? How y'all doing?
Yeah. What's up? Yes, we're all the treacherous three is together. So let's get on this talking. And by the way, if you want to talk out there, youth people out there and V's After Dark Radio Land, you can call us at 646-716-8041. That's 646-716-8041. And you press number one. That means you got the guts to talk to us. Or you got a comment, which is even more guts. But if you don't, it's okay. You can, you know, you could just listen. Maybe I'll open the chat room. I think I've never opened the chat room since then.
The chat room is open.
It is open. Okay, so the boss has spoken. Chat room is open. Okay, so there you go. So chat away if you a little too shy to talk to the three of us, to three strong personalities. Okay, well, here we go. If you remember, Ms. V, because Cobra wasn't with us at the time, but you remember it was actually on It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex. It happened to be the NBA lottery. And it was towards the end of the show, and we were watching it live. Well, you were watching it live. I couldn't watch it live, so you had to tell me what's going on, but I was hearing the audio in the background, and I knew something bad was going to happen. I mean, okay, long story short, Knicks got the fourth overall pick. Now it's Judgment Day. Now it's the NBA draft is starting like about an hour and a half. You know how they bullshit on ESPN. You got to make it so much bigger than it is. They always got to do pomp and circumstance, like the NBA draft 2015. Who will pick who? Shut up. Just get to the draft. Jesus Christ. Everything got to be a freaking Fox movie. Like, Jesus Christ. What, Arnold Schwarzenegger going to come out and announce who's going to draft who? Like, you know, damn. Terminator and shit. Anyway.
That'll actually be interesting.
Yeah. Now I'm waiting. Now, yeah, exactly. Now, what I'm waiting for, I expect the worst. So I'm expecting this to happen, just like I remembered in 1998 when the Knicks had, I forgot the pick. I think it was, it wasn't as high as this one. They have the number four pick. Anybody doesn't know, the Timberwolves got the number one pick. The Lakers, them motherfuckers, they got the number two pick. Fucking politic bullshit. And the 76ers got the third pick. Knicks got the fourth pick where they can thank themselves because towards the end of the season they decide to start winning like a bunch of idiots. And then that's where they can't get in their own way. They're a bunch of morons. Anyway, I remember 1998, Jordan caught his career again until, you know, he had a divorce. He had to come back in 2001. That's another story. And the Knicks had a certain pick. They needed a big man. This is after they lost. Actually, this was in 99, matter of fact, or 2000, around that time, because this is when they lost to the Spurs. So it was in 99. So everybody, you know, jump on the bandwagon. Well, you need a big guy. You need a big guy. So they drafted Frederick Weiss, some French guy that never even saw the day of light. in the NBA. And I'm expecting tonight to hear, and now with the first pick, I mean the fourth pick overall in the 2015 NBA draft, the Knicks select Frederick Weiss Jr. from France.
What did you say, nigga?
And that's what I'm going to fucking say. And I'm just expecting the worst. I'm just expecting them to pick somebody stupid or somebody, you know, somebody that's not, let's just say, appealing. But let's be honest. I keep it real. I don't know most of these motherfuckers. I mean, you know, March Madness comes.
I don't know none of these motherfuckers.
I don't. None I keep it real. So we don't know until they actually go into an NBA court because it's like a difference between boys to men and not the group. I'm talking about college to the pros. Two totally different stories, okay? So
you pretty much know the Knicks history. The Knicks going to pick some motherfucker from goddamn Liberia, South Africa.
I know what I'm saying.
Who comes there, who is 7'9" and never touched the basketball in his life.
And now,
you know.
Yeah, the Knicks.
So, to me, I'm going to be honest.
Go ahead.
The draft, the NFL, all that shit is disgusting and boring and really don't make a goddamn difference to me. They don't even have to show this to me. This is how I feel. They shouldn't even show this.
But you know why they do it.
Get what you're going to get. Let's see them on the court. Let's see them in the game.
Yep.
Because you draft them don't mean shit. They can go on practice and break a knee. Never see the light of day.
Yeah, anything can happen.
You know,
yeah, you're right.
Anything can happen. You know, it makes no sense to advertise this bullshit. Because to me, it's just bullshit. Now, if it was like a rock concert and Arnold Schwarzenegger came out there and they were kung fu fighters, yeah, it might be interesting. You know, but other than that, some old-ass NBA dude that you only see like once a year, today's draft, the Miami Heat draft, oh my God.
Listen. And I'm going to let Ms. V give me her thoughts. But if you ever watch the NFL or the NBA draft, they talk about these players like they're cattle.
If they are.
You haven't realized how they go, oh, this specimen, he's fast. He's, you know, he could jump. He could do this and that. It's like, is this a human being or are they auctioning off a cow? Like,
they're auctioning off a cow. You didn't know that. Okay.
I'm telling you. It's like legalized
jewelry
or some shit.
You know, I had to pull out the newspaper.
Oh, so what you got in the newspaper when it comes? Oh, by the way, so what you thought? I know you get. What is your Pistons? Your Pistons? I forgot. What pick? I remember that time. Your Pistons.
They
got,
are the.
Your Pistons.
Damn.
I got it. I'm looking. I'm trying
seven.
To look for it. Right.
Number
eight.
Seven.
No, they got the
eighth
pick.
They're number
eight.
Pick. They got
the eighth
pick
overall. So we'll see what happens.
Now.
Go ahead.
According to the paper, this is the headline in the sports section. So
is this Detroit Free Press,
reading.
By the way? Is
this
Detroit
yes, it
Free
is.
Press?
It's the Free Press. That's
okay.
What I have delivered. The Democratic paper, not the Republican one.
And we all know those exist just by reading, just by looking at it. Anyway, go ahead.
The headline is Stand and Deliver. And if anybody doesn't know what they mean by that, Van Gundy is the Pistons head coach.
Yes.
General manager and all that good shit. But
Van Gundy
is speaking of multi-talented players, and Johnson could be it. And this is Stanley Johnson from Arizona. That's what it looks like they're going for.
So that's who they're looking into?
Yeah.
Like whoever
they
those guys
are? Yes, the Pistons are looking for Stanley Johnson from Arizona.
Okay.
He,
what position he
plays? Let me see. I don't know what the fuck he plays.
Hmm. He plays wherever he wants. They tell him to play. No, but I mean, it depends on his certain position, obviously. If he's a forward, don't matter. Because there's no such thing as a power forward no more, a small forward, or a shooting guard and point guard in a way. It used to be bona fide.
Well, they're looking for shooters. So I'm assuming that this little boy can shoot.
Hmm. Okay.
I don't know who the hell he is because guess what? I don't follow basketball, college basketball, and we all know
I don't,
and we all know that.
Unless I put money on March Madness.
Unless the Pistons are winning, unless the Pistons are fucking winning, or Eastern Michigan makes it to college, you know, to the Sweet 16 again, I don't give a shit. You know, I don't give a fuck about University of Michigan, Michigan State. Ohio State, any of them bitches. Only time I give a fuck is when they're doing, like, some type of pool or something, and I do the randomly draw, and I'm rooting for people because I'm trying to win money. But other than that, hell no. I don't give a shit about that college basketball because I think that it's fucking overrated right now, and I think that all these motherfuckers think they go on to college. You know what? I just got pissed. All these motherfuckers go to college. They get there. Now, we know they're stupid because we know that they pass them through college. Then they find the fucking whitest, blindest fucking white girl they can find.
Yeah, that's what they question. He got game.
And this shit sucks their fucking dick and turns him out. He gets to the fucking NBA. She gets knocked up. She takes all his fucking money and leaves him. But let alone, you got sisters who go to college also who these motherfuckers won't get the time of day to. But yet you want me to give a shit about fucking college basketball. Get fucking real. It's not going to happen. When you show me a young man in college that's black, that came from the hood, that actually stays with his girlfriend from the hood, and they go through college, they struggle together, maybe I have some fucking respect. But see, right now, all I see is a fucking damn way to get money. You know that song Kanye West, Sheen and the Gold Digger?
Hey,
I see it as a way for white people who are trailer trash to make their way out of the ghetto. Because they don't never pick the rich white girl. They always got to pick the damn bitch who want a perp like she had something that she got less than they got. And all of a sudden her fucking family is being taken care of. And his family ain't getting shit.
Well, you know, I don't give a fuck. You know how they are with these colleges, man.
They hype up these fucking schools like University of Michigan, Michigan State, Ohio State, all this. Okay, first of all, last time I checked, now maybe I'm wrong, but last time I was educated, and I know it's been a while since I've been to college, but I do plan on going back. But I thought that people went to college to get a degree to have a better life. I didn't think that it was supposed to be to get a man who plays ball. I really didn't. I mean, you don't see how many fucking damn baseball players do you see talking about when they get drafted, they got a white bitch on their arm when they get drafted. Shit, you don't even know what the fuck they be doing until they get to the damn majors. Why the fuck can't it be like that for basketball and football? But nah. And now you got, what's this boy's name who was gay last year who got drafted who still didn't make a motherfucking team. You know, I thought that was a joke in his goddamn self. I'm sick. I'm tired. So I know this ain't got nothing to do with the fucking draft, but I just got pissed because I was reading the paper.
Well, on that note, my team got the Chicago Bulls.
Yeah, your Bulls.
Got 10th pick in 22.
That's their pick is what, 23rd pick?
10, number 10th pick and number 22nd pick.
Oh, okay. How come you sound so far away? You sound like you're distant.
Yeah, you sound really far away. You're in the bathroom.
I'm sorry, can you hear me now?
Yeah, much better.
Now we can hear you.
Were you on speakerphone as well?
No. Okay. I'm cooking. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I thought you were taking a piss shit.
No, I'm actually cooking in my kitchen. I'm sorry.
What you cooking?
Actually, I am cooking a meatloaf today.
Oh, meatloaf, Cobra meatloaf.
What kind of meatloaf?
I actually kick too. I'm a meat eater, and my wife is a vegetarian, so.
Oh. So you kind of like meatloaf. Have it half meaty, half vegetarian?
No, I eat a whole meatloaf by my goddamn self.
I don't know what my wife's eating, but I'm making this for me.
But,
he's probably making like a tofu. You can actually do a vegetable meatloaf.
They're really pretty good.
Oh, yeah?
She loves it. It's all right. It's all right. But I'm a real carnivore, so no.
Yeah. Man, it's rare when I hear Cobra Commander sound so mellow.
I'm chilling. But my biggest thing is this. I'm on the level of Miss V.
Go ahead.
I really don't give a flying shit about the draft, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I really don't give a shit about what's going on with the draft, who's getting drafted. Unless my son is in it, I can give a fuck.
Mm-hmm.
You know? Hey, because like she said, most of these cats coming with their Beckys, and Becky is worse than, and there'll be some ugly Beckys at that. There'll be pretty ones. There'll just be ugly chicks. Like, I give you a perfect example. This has nothing to do with the draft, but Cuba Gooding, the junior wife, is ugly as hell.
I think I've never seen her, to be honest. I gotta look her up.
Oh my God.
I'm gonna look that up right now.
Huh?
I gotta look that up right now.
Cuba,
I'm gonna go to Google right now. Cuba Gooding Jr.'s ugly ass wife. Let's see what pops up.
Google it. You think I'm wrong?
And after I see it, I won't be Googling myself after I see it.
She's notoriously ugly. Notoriously ugly.
Was he with her since before he became big time? Is that what it is? No.
He's been with her for a long time, though. He's been married to her for a minute.
Okay. Her name is Sarah Kapfer. That sound familiar?
Yeah.
All right, let me see. Let's see my vision. Ooh. Oh, she's a white chick.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what he just said.
Oh, I didn't hear that part. I'm sorry. She makes Ellen DeGeneres look pretty. Oh, my God.
She looked like a backwood inbred Bama trailer girl.
Ew. I'm glad this picture ain't clear where I'm watching right now, because, my eyes. Holy shit.
So
the point of the fact is,
that's the way, that's the way the system is designed. They get these boys, they find out who's going to be the superstar, and they hook them up with their daughters. So they get some of them middles, some of them M's out of now.
Mm-hmm. Just ask Ray Rice's wife.
Ooh.
But you know what? But you know what? They've been together since high school.
Yeah, I know, but come on.
But that is Scottie Pippen. That's Scottie Pippen's child, okay?
Yeah,
I don't
that's
care
a
what
ugly
y'all
looking,
say. That's Scottie Pippen's child. If you look at her, that's Scottie Pippen.
We got like 17 of them out there. I wouldn't doubt it.
Damn.
That's Scottie Pippen's daughter.
He got like 17
she
kids out
like,
there, man.
She looks like Scottie Pippen.
Yeah, she does. What's funny is that...
That is an ugly chick.
When I saw her in older pictures, she didn't look that ugly like that. I guess he beat up all the beauty out of her.
But her mom actually looks good.
The mom looks good.
Her mother looks good.
Yeah, she's a MILF. Definitely. I agree with that. That's what I was checking out, and I was like, besides the fact, why the fuck she's sitting next to her? Well, I knew why, but, you know, like, why the fuck you got to be in the picture?
Because, baby, you got to stay with this man.
Yeah, exactly.
He just hit you a little. I mean, don't worry about it.
But, you know, mama got a mortgage she got to pay.
Uh-huh.
And her daddy do, too, because her mama and daddy were there beside him.
Yeah, in the kitchen.
Exactly.
Yeah.
In the kitchen, chilling.
Now, he didn't want to jump over the counter and crack his neck.
I know. He paying them checks.
Yeah.
That's why he ain't cracking no neck.
Yeah. Otherwise, you can't sign those checks because you can't force sign a check. That's
her daddy took her in the room. You know what she told him? He said, next time, baby, you got to bob and weave with it. Bob and weave.
Yeah. Yeah, don't be drunk next time. At least be sober. You know, fight.
Bob and weave. Bitch, that chicken tastes good, right, though.
Well, that's an old story. But, yeah, so I'm just going to look at the draft just for that fourth pick, and then that's it. That's all I'm going to do. I'm just curious, just because I'm a fan of the Knicks, and then that's it. And just go from there. And that's about it. Now, let's see where I can go from here. Oh, did you hear about Puff Daddy getting arrested?
Oh, yeah.
On USC.
I thought that shit was quite funny.
On UCLA's campus for assault with a deadly weapon, which was a cowbell, by the way, from what I heard.
Kettlebell.
Whatever.
But they did not say how much it weighed. And that's what I want to know.
A kettlebell could be from 2 pounds to 100 pounds.
I think it's 2 pounds.
But that's what I'm saying. No.
Now,
can I ask a question?
Go ahead.
So when he picked up the kettlebell, did he tell the coach to take that? Take that.
When he picked up the kettlebell, right, he said, what am I going to do now? It's all fucked up now. Huh? What am I going to do now? Huh? It's all
well,
fucked up, man.
This, the whole story came
That's
out.
That's what you were saying when he got his handcuffs.
The whole story about that situation came out.
Yep.
This cat been fucking with his son for a year.
That's what I heard.
But it don't matter. But that's what, you know what, let's get something clear.
Not to fight fucking
Who goes to college and thinks that it's going to be fucking easy, especially when you go there to play sports?
Mm-hmm.
Nobody has it easy. And it really don't matter who the fuck your parent is, because
that's the problem. Yeah.
I did not play. Now, let's get this clear. For anybody who sit there and say, I'm going to talk some shit. I did not play college sports. I was too old when I got to college to play sports.
Mm-hmm.
But I did have friends who played, and I'm talking about female friends, and I knew a few basketball players. But nobody gets it easy when you're in college. If you cannot fucking take the heat, get the fuck out the motherfucking kitchen, because this is the real world. It's not like he went to a cussy-ass fucking university. He went to fucking UCLA. A hard-ass motherfucking school. Do not go up in there thinking that you're going to be Puff Daddy's son and you're going to get special treatment. Be expected to treat it like everybody else. If that means they got to be hard on your non-playing motherfucking ass, and that's what's got to happen.
Well, Ms. B, I agree with you 100%, but it was a little bit more extreme than that.
Go ahead.
It was more extreme to the point that he was bullying the boy, calling him out, hitting him, telling him, I wouldn't even pick you. The only reason you're here is because you got picked because your daddy donated. This is what he heard religiously.
Basically being told that he won the sperm lottery.
They said that on the news today. No, but they said that on the news today, and actually they were interviewing the former coach, the one who actually picked him to go to and he even said it. He said if it was not for his father, he would not be there.
Mm.
So what gets me, it makes me think, and this is just what I'm thinking, not anything that I know, it makes me think that maybe Puff paid somebody to get his son in there. And if that's the case, then, yeah, you're going to be hard on somebody. You know, if your daddy is going to fucking pay for your ass to be here, then you got to fucking, you know, work. You got in, but now you got to work. And if that's, you know, like I said, what you're saying, they've already said on the news, they actually interviewed, the coach actually drafted him, and he said that's the only reason why he got there, which tells me that Puff went and brought his son way into college because he knew other than that he wouldn't have went. Unlike Snoop's son, who actually had talent.
Oh, that boy's
you know,
got some hands on him. That boy got some hands on
that's
him.
That's what I'm saying.
Is he a wide receiver?
Snoop's son has talent.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
Yes, sir. And a mean defensive end, too.
Ooh.
That boy got talent.
Yeah, because I know Puffy's kid is a cornerback. And
he's a no-back. He's a no-back. In back. I don't think he even played. I don't think he's ever played in any game.
No, I don't think so.
You want the kicker to this, which is so funny? The guy that Puffy was basically assaulting, he's Bruden's assistant coach, Sal Alosi, who used to be on a Jets coaching staff. There was a game against the Dolphins back in 2010. On a punt return, he basically purposely tripped the punt returner. and it was a big controversy about that. So it's just funny that it's this guy that Puffy fought.
You know, still being the dick, huh?
Yeah, so when I heard that, I was like,
my whole thing is that for Puff to have to pick up a kettlebell, that means Puff is a pussy, too, because see, a real man, and I ain't a man, but I'm gonna call this out as a woman, who what I expect from a real man. A real man ain't going to pick up no motherfucking kettlebell. If he really going to thump, he going to fucking thump. The fact that he picked up a motherfucking kettlebell tells me that motherfucker could have been his ass.
Yeah, that motherfucker
was a pussy ass move. That was a pussy ass move.
He's a huge
ass
man.
That was a weak pussy ass move.
The coach ain't a small dude. That dude is a good, 6'3" and 200 something pounds. You know, Puffy ain't that big.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's why I said he did a pussy ass move.
Yeah, I agree.
That was a punk ass move. It was a punk ass fucking move for a punk ass fucking man.
Yeah, and I have a feeling that he went for the kettlebell first. It wasn't like it was blah, 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 and then went to the kettlebell. I don't know.
Well, Puffy said he was defending himself. The kettlebell came into action in self-defense.
Self-defense.
You know what? We people always say that shit when they can get their ass beat.
Exactly.
That's true. Now, I want to see. See, I got to look up how tall was this guy, this Sal Orosi. I'm just curious. Not that it matters, because it doesn't matter. A motherfucker can fight, It doesn't matter. Let's see. Although weight is involved.
The weight, the height, anything
the
like that
big.
Don't really matter. If you're a thumper, if you're going to shoot a fair one, as we see,
yep.
You're going to shoot a fair one. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You get your ass whooped, you get your ass whooped.
That's why he didn't want to take a risk, Puffy, with that. That's why he picked up the kettlebell.
You know what I'm saying? Don't start no shit, won't be no shit.
No shit. Yeah, yeah. Okay,
yeah,
he's 38 Puffy. Years old. So, okay, he's a younger guy than Puffy. Because
mm-hmm.
ain't Puffy like near 50 or some shit?
Yeah, he's up there. He's
okay,
up
he's
there.
Up there.
He's older than us.
Okay, I'm trying to find. Okay, trying to see if height, his height, weight. Okay, let me go right here real quick. Because yeah, the way I look at him, first of all, I pictured him being older. Now I'm looking at him here, I go, oh, well. Yeah, that's
oh, he's a young cat.
That's why
he's
he picked up
cat.
The kettlebell.
Yeah, that young cat was going to hand him his ass.
They say, what? Oh, shit. I don't want to be embarrassed. Was born in Massapequa, New York. Ah, so a local dude. Okay, that's cool.
So the thing about it, if Puffy really was the one to be a dick, you could have brought your security with you and beat him up.
Mm-hmm. Well, that'd be real more pussy. That'd be even worse pussy.
Is it worse pussy than picking up a kettlebell?
Yeah, that's
think,
worse
Z?
Pussy. That's worse
I
pussy than picking up a kettlebell.
The same pussy
oh,
that'd
be worse. Hell yeah. I think it'd be worse. Not that the kettlebell gives
worse.
You extra points. Okay, let's see. I'm trying.
But see, they still haven't said how much that damn kettlebell weighs. And that's all, you know, and really, and again, I don't give a fuck. I'm not a Puff fan. You know, let's get this clear. I'm not a Puff fan.
You know,
so, and it's obvious that his son ain't shit because he called his daddy to fucking fight his motherfucking battle. Because, see, what fucking 18 or 19-year-old is calling their daddy to fight their motherfucking battle? So,
well, first
a pussy and a pussy is a pussy.
Yeah, well, first of all.
Just make one big fucking pussy.
Yeah, because first of all, you... As a kid, you don't want, because you feel embarrassed, like, well, I don't want my father coming here, you know? Especially going to act like
Definitely.
A fool.
And you know he is.
Yeah, he ignorant, as we say.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, so, but that's a good point, though. For them not to even get specific of how much the kettlebell weighed, that just shows
and
you
how. And let's keep it real. We're not stupid, you know. I'm just going to put it out there. We're not stupid people. We know what kettlebells are. At least
yeah.
I know what a kettlebell is. I mean,
yeah.
Now, most black
yeah.
women probably don't because they just don't go up in the motherfucking gym. But as a person who has a relationship with the goddamn gym.
Yes, I just came from the day and used some 50-pound kettlebells. So you, them motherfuckers ain't, but you can fuck a motherfucker up with that. You definitely can fuck
you know
a motherfucker
what? Up. I almost broke the mirror at the gym with the kettlebell. I wasn't trying, but our kettlebells, well, you know how gyms are set up where you have like a mirror sometimes around you.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking kettlebell. I swung the kettlebell and my grip wasn't good and I was so glad it did not hit the fucking mirror. I was like, ain't this a bitch?
Unbelievable. Well,
and all
you
I
know,
had was a 25-pound kettlebell. It wasn't like, let's get this fair. It wasn't like bitch was out there, you know, and I wasn't trying to fool nothing. I was trying to get my damn arms set together. You know, bitch still trying to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I'm always in the gym. You know.
Well,
you got to get you some gorilla stand.
No, what I gotta get is the fucking push away.
The push away?
Push away from the table.
Push away.
So he got a $50,000 bond. That's a drop in the bucket for Thief Diddy. That's
Definitely.
Basically tip money at a champagne room.
Yeah,
and,
but you know what? If they just bring his son, now what is he going to... Now, I'm just going to ask this question. Because
right.
I don't think that people look at, he does understand that UCLA can kick his son out for that also.
Yep.
Good point.
Without a shadow of doubt, if
mm-hmm.
they can. Yes, they can.
Yeah. So I
you
guess.
You showed your ass up in our school, we can kick your fucking son out.
Mm-hmm.
And keep your donation.
Yep. Because you assaulted, first of all, assault is a crime.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I know Puff thinks that he's above the law. You know, he was with J-Lo and got away with that shit, you know,
oh,
when
that
he was
pulling
out guns and stuff.
I remember that.
You know.
Oh, my man took that beer for him.
Yep.
He took that beer
for
him.
For a guy. That guy that sounded like Biggie, the way he rhymed.
Shine.
Yes.
Yeah.
You know, deep down. Oh, he's still, wasn't he getting out soon or something? COVID?
Oh, he's already out.
He's been out, right? Yeah.
Yeah, they, and he got deported, too, the time he got out.
Hmm. Do you know he can't stand Puffy? Ain't no way.
Oh, you know Puffy paid him well.
Oh, yeah, to shut up.
Said, Puff took care of him. Yeah, he took
Puffy
care of him.
Took care of him.
Yep.
Just because he got deported, you know what, his ass will turn around in about 5 years, he'll be back.
They'll find a 10-year bid. He put a 10-year bid for him. Yeah,
yeah, I knew it was at least 10.
Well compensated.
Yeah.
You well compensated.
Yeesh. Yeah, this is some hush-hush money. And
exactly.
Until that run out, then he'll write a book.
How
why do you think, women, why do you think J-Lo got out that shit?
Well, what do you think?
Went to running, boy. Because
that motherfucker is crazy.
Yeah, well, I still believe to this day, I know this is about sports, but I'm going to get to this. First of all, Puffy gave her that name. She wasn't known as J-Lo to Puffy, being her J-Lo.
I know.
Right? So I think she went with him so she could start her music career. Because you notice, after she got, you know, doors open and shit, and especially after that incident happened, she got the fuck out.
Well, people probably told her to get the fuck out. Let's keep it real.
Her people told her to get the fuck out. She was just starting to hit. Her music just starting to hit. She's in a couple movies. You don't want to be around this motherfucker who got issues. He'll drag you down with you. They told him to get the fuck out.
He will kill your fucking career.
Mm-hmm.
All day.
It's a career killer.
Yep.
All day.
Yep.
Everybody knows what career killers are.
Oh, yeah.
They said, if you want to have a fucking career, get the fuck away from him.
That's what happened. Yep. Well, yeah. Well,
that's what you did.
And let's be honest.
He was smart.
Yeah.
He was smart.
Yeah, smart, but I ain't gonna lie. I mean, her music ain't that good. I'm just saying. if she wasn't pretty, let's be honest. I mean, her acting sucks.
I like her better than Mariah Carey.
That's like comparing types of dishes of shit. I mean, of course, she's better than Mariah Carey. What was she in that movie, Sparkle, whatever that was, that shit?
Oh, my God. You said Sparkle.
She does that high pitched shit.
Every movie she's ever played in was terrible. Self Impressions.
All right. So, okay,
see,
you win with that
one. Precious. I heard she actually did good in Precious. I didn't see Precious because.
Oh, yeah. She was
a
social worker or some shit in the movie. Yeah.
I didn't see it, too. Actually, my wife said she was fantastic in it because I'm not into the movies that you're going to try to make me sob and kill one of these white people or something. No. I just let it be. That's why I don't watch no slavery movies, Carly. I can't do it. I can't do it. I'm going to take it and feel some type of way.
So like a movie like Rosewood, you can't watch that whole thing, right? Rosewood?
I've seen that movie, but as of now, I can't watch it because I've been the first white person I see. I'm going to slap the shit out of it.
That movie does get
you know
sick.
What? But you could claim insanity because you know that little superboy in jail will claim insanity.
Exactly.
So you could claim insanity.
Mm-hmm. You know, shit like that, yeah. Shit. Just like I never seen, I mean, it came out years and years and years and years ago. I was just a little kid when Roots came out. I still, to this day, never seen the whole thing. To this day.
I won't watch Roots because Roots will make me, see, that's just like watching Mississippi Burning. I ain't watching Roots. I ain't watching Mississippi Burning. But I am going to tell y'all a good movie to go watch, and you have to go buy it because I don't even think they're renting it out no more. And people tell me I shouldn't say this, but if you want to get back at some white people, give them a copy of White Man's Burden with Harry Belafonte and John Travolta.
I just said that on another show, that White Man Burden is fan-fucking-tastic with John Travolta and Harry Belafonte. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes.
I gotta check that out.
Yeah, because basically they reversed the role.
Gotcha.
They did a role reversal, and when you see that shit, you be like, now you motherfuckers know how we feel.
Mm.
You know,
all
it's one of those movies that
white people in them. All the ghettos.
And they call them
ghosts.
They call them ghosts. Remember?
No, they call them ghosts. See, and the way the story was, the people, the white folks brought the slaves over here, but the slaves revolted. and made the people who had them as slaves into slaves.
So like Planet of the Apes, in a way. Like, you know, the apes started...
White Man's Burden is good, and I actually just got a good I actually bought it a few weeks ago because I had it on VHS back in the day, but actually I can't find no damn VHS player. So,
you can still get that. You can still find that for cheap.
I could not find
one.
Best
Buy.
I got it on DVD now, so I'm happy.
Get the one that's
and
half
I
DVD
said,
recorder and half VCR. Get that shit.
I'm good now, though. I ain't got to worry about that. But
you make
copies
and shit, which I've been doing for a billion years.
Because I got
before
a DVD player.
White Man Burden, you put on White Man Burden, you'll have a white guy come out there and slap the shit out of you.
And then you go, oh, so now you understand.
Yeah, that movie will make some white people feel some type of way.
That's
I love White Man's Burden.
I got to see that. That must have been not too long ago.
It was in 1996 that it was made, or 1997. Excellent movie. I love that damn movie.
Wow, 18 years ago. Shit.
Yeah. And John Travolta did fantastic in it.
He saved the hell out that part.
Mm-hmm.
Yes,
I mean, hey, it even showed white folks getting evicted, okay? It showed the white people getting evicted. John Travolta got evicted from his house by the sheriff, by the back sheriff.
God bless
you. And then, wait a minute, you know how they come out? Come on, brothers. He looked at the white guy. He's like, come on, you know. And he's like, you got to go. Because it was the white sheriff and the black sheriff. He wasn't getting no sympathy nowhere.
Now you know this is fiction.
Everything you can ever imagine. And I love the fact that the movie was made by a Asian-American man who saw it.
Yep.
Nice.
As the world as it is. And he said, what if I make this movie and turn it around so they can see how it really is on the other end of the stick?
It was an excellent movie.
Fantastic movie.
That's interesting. That is interesting. I gotta go. I've heard of that. The name sounded familiar. The title of that movie. I gotta check that out.
White Man's Burden.
White Man's Burden.
I gotta check. Man's Burden. John Travolta and Harry Belafonte.
Harry Belafonte.
He felt so bad about his life and was so fucked up over it that he went and kidnapped Helen Belafonte.
Because he lost his job.
Because he
had an Atlanta, he saw Harry Belafonte. He was told to go deliver something to Harry Belafonte's house and saw his woman changing in the window, and Harry Belafonte saw him and told the guy, do not send him no more, and old boy fired him instead.
That is interesting. Yeah, that makes me more intrigued to go watch.
He lost his job for being a peeping Tom, and he really wasn't even trying to peep.
She had all her stuff wide open. But the point was that was a black man who was multimillionaire. How dare you look like you white ghost? You white ghost. Oh, that made me feel so good.
You white ghost.
I love that movie.
Listen, James. Watch the movie. We're not just hyping this movie up. You watch that movie, I guarantee you, after it's done, you'll stick your chest out a little bit more. And the first white people set up, white boy. Get your ass up. I'm sure you're going to be like, wow.
Wow.
You got to name all your white friends ghosts. Hey, ghosts.
Well, speaking of burnings, now,
Sweet Pea is in the chat room. He just listened to us.
Well, Sweet Pea, yeah. Usually, sometimes he actually calls in because he's called into my show, which is tomorrow, you know, the Benchwarmers Live Show, 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Dollhouse Radio. Haha. Let's see, chat. I'm going to look it in. Fla-da-dee. Yeah, Sweet Pea's all over, man. He got a lot of free time, man. Appreciate you, though. Nah, I'm just saying. I swear, yo, homeboy be appearing. I be periscoping. Yo, I could be on, you know, I hope he come on tonight on Checkpoint. We would love to have him on Checkpoint, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time tonight. Yeah. Hey, Sweet Pea.
Sweet Pea. He may be on vacation or something. Goddamn.
No, I'm just saying. No, I appreciate Sweepy. I'm just saying, he's always boom when he hears us. He's on point. Man, I would love to have some sort of free time like that.
Sometime. I got a question for you all. I don't know if you all watch YouTube. You have nothing to do with sports, but I'm just kidding about this.
What?
Who watched this nigga named Tyrone?
Tyrone?
Have you heard of this dude? Tyrone.
I didn't really get to hear you sound distant again.
I said, have you...
Go ahead.
Have you all saw this dude on YouTube called Tyrone?
No. What about him?
This nigga basically walk around and pretty much insult people to their face and say his name is Tyrone, and he'll snatch your shit out your hand, knock your shit down, and say, fuck what you doing, I'm here to fuck your wife. That's all he does.
Yeah, ain't he gonna get his ass kicked?
Not yet.
In due time, though. Let's see, Tyrone.
But he's
a
YouTube phenomenon,
right,
and I don't understand why. And that's why I was going to ask you all, if y'all had a chance to see this ignorant nigga, why is he a phenomenon for doing stupid shit? Why are we that damn dumb these days that stupid shit amuses us?
Yes.
Wow.
Now, what else you want to ask?
Now, look at this, Ms. V. If you near a computer, which you normally are because you're always multitasking, it's titled I'm Tyrone, just like Cobra said, I'm Tyrone and I'll fuck your wife complication. And it says a person actually puts hilarious at the title, must watch. This motherfucker got 1,254,393 views on his shit, and it was a month ago.
Yes.
See, that's that shit with the access with social media, all that shit. Motherfuckers think they could be stars by doing stupid shit.
And you know, and see, he's getting paid on YouTube. If he's got that many fucking damn, he's getting paid.
Let me watch.
He's
this
making his fucking living
time
on YouTube. I ain't gonna watch it.
I'm just curious. It's out of curiosity. I'm not, you know. I know it's actually counting as a view right now, but I'm just curious. I'm just curious. What the fuck? Oh, this is too loud. I'm sorry, ladies and gentlemen. I didn't know my volume was that loud on my PC. Damn. Damn. Whatever, I'm going deaf. All right, let me see. Now, is he doing this like in... Because there's no way he ain't doing this in the hood, because he'll get killed.
He did this in the hood?
He did? That's some punk-ass neighborhood, then. Unless it's bullshit. Unless it's all act.
Nah, ain't no act. A couple of niggas try to get at him.
Good. A message from... Well, okay, Tyrone, he actually is a little jacked, this guy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Watch the video. It's crazy. Miss B, you got to watch it. Look it up, Miss B.
Yeah, I'm watching about the sound. Because I'm trying to do a radio show. I don't want to be disrespectful. So far, I'm waiting for... Okay, this motherfucker, right, he's walking around, he's playing some shit, whatever. And some white dude passed by. What is he saying? See, now I'm curious what the fuck he's saying.
I just got a fucking
diamond
family, and I'm coming to the UK to fuck your wife.
Oh, that's that guy that's in
long dick
style.
Yes, that's him.
Some bullshit.
And you got millions of people watching this shit. It boggles my mind.
Wow.
It literally boggles my mind.
That's what people ain't got shit up for to do. But yeah, I couldn't get motherfuckers to watch my damn YouTube video of the goddamn air conditioner in the back of a van, which I thought that was more interesting.
I seen you on YouTube because somebody, I think it was your daughter, filmed you when you were at the Exotica convention a couple years ago. I remember seeing
that.
But the audio was bad only because the background noise was real bad.
It's too loud.
Yeah.
So far, I mean, I'm watching this, and it's like, okay. So far, this is 2 minutes of my time wasted.
Basically, it was linked to me, and I'm like, okay, what the fuck is this dude Tyrone about? And I'm seeing this nigga walk around saying, I will fuck your wife. Long dick. I will punch you in the face. You say some bullshit to me like that.
Yeah, no, see, I see one dude wanted to go after him. I saw that.
Yeah.
At least finally I saw some dude. Some dude was with a white chick. Some black dude with a white chick. And he said, I'll fuck you up. And he was going to fuck him up. That's some shit. Fuck out of here. I know the people that he fucks with, though, mostly. Like, he ain't going after, like, I like to see him go, like, you know, motherfucker's son in the corner and do that shit, see what happens.
He did it at a basketball court. He's done it at several places. But somebody's going to shoot his ass. Somebody's going to put some hot stuff in him, and he ain't going to be dead.
Yeah. And he said, well, I'm fucking Jerome, and I just killed your ass. Some shit. Fuck out of here. Like, imagine minding your own business. This motherfucker want to come in.
With a hot bullet style.
That's some bullshit.
Yeah.
Oh, he go. See, that's what made me laugh. The guy motherfucker was trying to do shit to him. That's when I'm laughing.
So how you feeling, Miss V? You sound better.
Yes, she is.
I'm feeling a whole lot better.
That's good. That's good.
You're definitely better than.
I'm going back to where I got sick at, though, but I'm feeling better.
That's good.
Just get your extra cold medicine up.
Yeah.
I'm taking all kinds of drugs. I mean, I got to be down there for 2 weeks at a time. Okay, since we're talking off the subject, I got to ask something off the subject. I need y'all, what y'all think about this.
Go ahead.
Okay.
Now, do y'all really think these motherfuckers still in the woods in New York?
Go ahead. I thought I heard something about them.
The more I'm thinking that one of them damn prison guards done helped them out. I mean, I was already thinking that, but
another
one. More and more looking like it. He could post bond, but they're talking about he was manipulated by an old girl. That bitch must have a good-ass conversation because, see, how the hell is she manipulating so many goddamn people? As they say.
That's what I'm saying.
Especially when she's ugly.
That's what I'm saying. Well, I'm going to put it to you like this. I'm 100 with it. Them motherfuckers up in Canada now. They've been up in Canada for the last 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
They've been gone. And the thing about it is why
they're
still looking.
But they keep saying that they done spotted them and that they got their DNA.
They found some shoes, some drawers.
Yeah.
Shit like that. The thing about it is, if you found some shoes and drawers, that means they came close. They gone.
Mm-hmm.
You feel what I'm saying? They gone. To me,
saw somebody running in the woods. They couldn't identify who it was from the cabin.
Here's my thing. My thing is this. This wasn't just something they thought of overnight, a month or two. This has been a 2-3 year plan.
Oh, yeah.
This is a 2-3 year
plan.
They had this motherfucker plan from A to motherfucking Z, down to these motherfucking prison guards getting caught up.
Wait a minute. First of all, who the fuck lets them go into the damn catwalk, the area they're not supposed to be in? But they keep tripping the damn circuits in their cells so they could go fix it with tools that you conveniently brought in?
My thing is, who did not hear a drill? Power saw.
What was that? Oh, that was just thunder.
Yeah. What's that? Oh, that's my man snoring. He sounded like a saw down there.
No, that's the workshop. You know the workshop. You know we let the convicts in the workshop.
But the workshop is on the other end, nigga. It's on the other side.
Dumbass.
Some loud equipment. But who didn't hit it? To me, this all is a conspiracy, man.
Yep.
All the motherfuckers had something to do with it.
Oh, absolutely.
Because you can't tell me.
Yeah, go ahead, Cobra. I'm sorry.
You can't tell me that they knocked in the wall, cut some steel, shimmied down pipe, and nobody saw them missing.
Trust me, they had some sort of maps or some shit to know they were around, how to get the fuck out. Something.
And the thing about it is, anybody ever been in a sewer, you know how confusing a sewer is? How the hell do you know where to go exactly to come out? Come on now.
You know, not to be funny, but I remember just before this happened, I swear to God, I'm not trying to make a joke. 2 weeks before, right, when all this shit started, like a couple of days before the prison break, you know what was on cable? Shawshank Redemption.
Yep.
And then I heard this news. I'm like, wow, did they get inspired and just say, fuck it, we're going to do it.
She's like, Santa, Jordan came back. The Mac rib came back. We can skate. We can do it.
Yeah. All right, now, who's going to be Morgan and who's going to be this motherfucker? We're both white, though.
Exactly. Hey, but Morgan didn't escape. Morgan got released.
No, he got released on probation. Yeah, yeah.
The point of the fact is, even though I am going to say this, and I'm going to say this real cool to you, and y'all can disagree, whoever saw Shawshank Redemption, or Shawshank, whatever name it is, Morgan Freeman and him was awful close. I think that was some gay lover thing going on for real. You don't tell your dude, come ride on a boat and let's go sailing again. You know, come on.
So the ending kind of like, kind of fuck with
like
your head a
couple
a little
getting
bit, right?
Back together and shit, you know? Let's go sailing.
What was Stephen King doing? What type of drug he was doing when he wrote the end of that story?
Only thing they didn't have at the end of the movie is Christopher Cross song. Got kind of homophobic at the end a little bit.
I didn't see Shawshank Redemption.
You never seen that?
Oh, you never seen it?
What?
You know what? I'm not into stuff like that.
You're not?
No.
Wow. That's a good-ass movie,
yo.
How about The Green Mile? You never seen Green Mile?
Yes.
No, that's a, yeah. Oof.
Not like The Green Mile.
Love that movie. That shit get me sad at the end all the time, and I get mad, too, at the same time.
I miss that brother. That was a big brother, though.
I love that brother. Yeah, he just died like... that was fucked up.
A couple of years ago. That was a big brother like that.
Yeah. He wasn't that old either, man.
No, he wasn't.
He was only like 50 years old.
Damn. What was it that he died of? Was it a heart attack or something?
He
died in his sleep. It was a heart attack that he had in his sleep.
Damn.
Yep.
And it was a cool
deal,
man.
And Omarosa conveniently got all his stuff.
All his money.
What, his, who did?
Omarosa.
Oh. Omarosa.
I think that bitch killed him.
I didn't say that, but it was a
talk. Maybe she saw some investigation.
Hey, I'm going to put it out there. That bitch took him out.
I mean, the dude was he was, motherfucker was ripped. Motherfucker, you know, he didn't look unhealthy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a stick of a building.
This B won't say it, I say it. She took him out. It was quite convenient 2 weeks after he signed his will. Where she get everything, he
dies.
But they were getting married.
They were engaged. Was the key word there.
She's like, fuck the marriage. I can't wait till this nigga die to get this money.
So she did some Black Widow shit, is what you're saying.
I'm going to take him out right now, basically.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's depressing.
And he didn't have no children. He had never been married.
Nope.
So...
Damn, he learned the lesson the hard way. Shit. Damn.
He had no family, did he? Because his mother was already dead.
Damn. This is getting worse, though. The story's getting worse.
Sorry about that. I ain't mean to upset you.
Like, damn.
This is the hell out of me.
trying to end the show on some sort of positive note. But it's a real shit. If it's real,
Is this a positive note? If you are engaged to Omarosa... Do not sleep
the fuck out.
Sleep with one eye open.
Or just don't be there. Just get the fuck out. Do like these prisoners did. Get the fuck out. Break out from Canada.
Don't put her on your motherfucking wheel. That's what you do.
Yeah.
Don't definitely on your wheel.
If she said, yeah, you need to open an insurance policy. Bitch.
No. The day you say some shit like that to me, we done.
Oh, yeah.
We got nothing to talk about.
Yeah, because that's something that the person themselves not only bring up, but they keep it to themselves. And then at some point, I don't know how you bring it up, but you have to at least let somebody, or at least a person know that you fucking trust. Like, listen, I got this shit here. Something happened to me, just let them know. You never know.
Exactly.
Do some further investigation.
Damn, why does this soup taste different? I don't know. Oh, it's a special recipe for my family. Oh, really?
She's serving you in a red bowl, but everybody else eating in the white one.
Yeah.
You know.
That's some shit. Yeah, I swear, because I love watching all those investigation discovery shows and Forensic Files, even though those are, some of those shows are old. I love that. I don't know. It's something about it. I know, like, some people in my family, they see me watch it. Are you planning to murder us or some shit? I said, no, I'm just into that shit. Like, I don't know. I'm just into, like, forensic shit.
I ain't gonna lie to you. I love Snap.
Mm-hmm.
He kicked me off the chain. He kicked me off the chain killing that hubby. It'd be the hilarious thing. They'd be, and they do it in a stupid way, but it's funny. They snap off.
Oh yeah.
Like the girl I just saw the other day that accidentally said she accidentally ran over her husband with a vehicle,
mm-hmm.
a SUV,
yeah,
and had her sister in the back seat.
Was that the one that she caught him cheating and shit in the hotel? She fought with the mistress in the lobby. Then she got in the car and started driving like a maniac, and basically hit him with the car and just kept running her over and shit.
No, that's somebody else.
I know what I'm talking about.
This is a black girl who was just extremely crazy, and he's like, you know what? I didn't have enough talking to you. I ain't gonna argue with you. No, he got out the car and she got behind the wheel, and she said that she went to put it in drive to leave, and all of a sudden the car got stuck. The guy ran across the street, the car is chasing him, and the police like, well, unless the wheel getting stuck chasing him.
Yo, wasn't on that show, yo, too. Wasn't that Wives with Knives?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was Wives, yeah.
She that one, right? Wives with Knives?
Yeah, she ran him over and hit him.
I saw that. Yeah.
And hit him, and wedged him between a goddamn wall. Hit him straight against the wall and killed him. He's like, the pedal got stuck, and it's like, unless the wheel turned too, ain't no way.
Got stuck. Damn.
And then she forgot her sister was in the back seat, who just said, you ran him down. You just ran that dude down.
That's actually a good show. One of my other favorites, I think it came back, I don't know if it came back yet, Deadly Women. Oh, boy. Daily Women get me like nervous and shit.
Yeah, it's some crazy women out there, homie. It's some crazy women.
Yeah.
You know, you I would say on a positive note, if you're blessed to have a beautiful wife that loves you dearly, recognize that and be happy, because
yes.
You might get one of these crazy bras that would take you out for real. And I'm not talking dinner.
No, literally take you out.
You know, take you out of the game. Permanently bent you.
Yeah, I've seen so many of those things, but yeah. Well, those, you know, that's the way it is, as they say, especially nowadays. So we're almost to the end of the show. We got a little more than 2 minutes. Do we have any parting words before we bid adieu for the week? First, Ms. V, you have any parting words?
No.
Spoken like a true woman. Keeping it real. How about you, Cobra? You got anything to add before we go?
I got one thing to say. If you will date an Omarosa, run.
If you have not learned by now, run for us, run. That's all
exactly.
I have to say. Well, I just got to say that this is another interesting show. Like always, it seems like I'm always part of a show, whether I'm hosting it or not, that it always goes, you know, pit stop here, and then we get back on the road. But that's how it is. That's why I love doing types of shows like this, because we talk about what we talk about, and then we go make a little left here and a little right there, but we always come back to the main road at a certain point, and that's now. So I enjoyed this another episode of Ask Ms. V Sports. So tune in next week, where another action-packed week of shows. So first, of course, we have Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Miss V, the toilet as a host of It's All About Sex, Sex, and More Sex, and yours truly as the co-host. I was kicking ass this Tuesday. I was just on a roll. But then again, what else is new? Then Wednesday is the Bitter Black Bitch show. That's on Wednesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. That's with Miss V, the toilet lady, and our homegirl, Sierra DeVay, co-host. I produced the show. Great show. All about bitching and everything. It's great. And, of course, come back a week from now, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, with Ask Ms. V Sports. With me is the host, James Acevedo, Ms. V, the Toy Lady, and, of course, Cobra Commander. And, yeah, so that's about it. And, yeah, you have anything last things to say? You have anything to say to our listeners before we bid adieu?
Have a great weekend, everyone. Those who are starting their 4th of July vacation, be safe. because some people have already started Runaway. And we'll be back next week, and I'll actually have some sports shit to talk about because I'm not happy with the Tigers right now.
Yeah, they suck. They're losing again? Well, Yankees took 2 out of 3 last weekend. But anyway, we'll talk about that next week. And for Ms. V, the Toilet and Cobra Commander, I'm James Acevedo here on Ask Ms. V Sports on V's After Dark Radio. Said au revoir and all that other good shit. Ladies and tomatoes, everybody. We'll see you next week. Bye, everybody. Bye.
You big dummy.
Oh, that's weird. I didn't even press that. Wow, that was eerie. Was that a ghost of Fred Sanford? Later, everybody. That was weird.